Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com. Also, my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. My website at the university is weather.utexas.edu. It is Thursday, the 14th day of July, 2022. Folks, still the heat with us. We were up to 108 again yesterday at Camp Mabry and temperatures close to 105 out at Bergstrom. Maybe not quite as warm today. Something to finally talk about today is the upper-level area of high pressure still overhead. It sure is. But it's shifted primarily to the west of us now. We continue to be underneath that lid on the atmosphere, but it's just not quite as strong. And being on the east side, there is going to be a disturbed area of weather. Some thunderstorms develop. We're already seeing them back off to the northeast. They're expected to settle southwestward. All of the short-range, high-resolution model guidance is suggesting this. I think at this point, the timing is a little different in each of the models, but pretty confident that we're going to see scattered showers, thunderstorms, probably one of the best chances of rain we've probably seen since late spring across the area. The only problem with that is we're still going to be above 100 before those get here this afternoon, so there is going to be a frequent lightning and, more importantly, perhaps a very strong thunderstorm wind gust threat with these thunderstorms later today. So let's watch that as the afternoon goes along. I'm thinking this would primarily be after about, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then going into the evening hours, probably peaking probably about 6 or 7, and then after that it'll begin to die out. Everything will be kind of coming at us from the northeast, so that's what you want to be watching today. Remember, the upper level highs out to the west, clockwise wind motion around it, so we're seeing a little more of a north and northeasterly upper level wind, and as a result, that's the steering wind for these thunderstorms later on. Once we get past this disturbance today, I don't know, maybe a slim chance tomorrow, 10% for Friday, but really back to the dry weather pattern, temperatures still at or above 100 tomorrow through the weekend and through much of next week. Nothing's going to change that much. Today's rain chances, I think the big thing will be the gusty winds and frequent lightning, but potentially, just potentially, maybe a quarter to a half inch of rainfall for the Austin area. We'll see how it works out. I'll take it. I think there'll be some isolated heavier totals as well, depending on where the heavier thunderstorms are. But nevertheless, in general, about a quarter to a half inch of rainfall for Austin and for South Central Texas. Good idea to kind of keep an eye on the sky, particularly at peak daytime heating today, and especially to the northeast of the Austin area proper. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 14th day of July, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website as well as my audio weather thoughts again Friday morning. Have yourself a good Thursday.